Okay. Oh, we just cut right into the show. Hi, this is Talk Line, September 15th, 2017. I'm Diane McGachran, and with me is Carolyn this time. You all know Carolyn.
Good
She's co-hosted before.
Good morning. Look at all the beautiful fall weather out there.
I know. Oh, it's spectacular.
And it's Gusbuck Friday.
I'm wearing my version. Gusbuck is what I like to call it. My version of it, and handmade. Yours is handmade.
Yes.
So we're styling today.
Friday.
Very colorful, and we kind of match our colors and everything. So you know, as you know, you're welcome to call in. You're welcome to email. You can be remain anonymous, and Carolyn's going to give out the numbers and the email, and you're free to call in and talk about anything you want.
Yes, please do so. Good morning. It's Friday, September 15 already. Hard to believe. Mm. I love all the fall colors. My favorite time of the year. Anyway, numbers to call are 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free number out there, 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Yes. And you know what's really cool? Now, we've been having a lot of rain lately. I think today is going to be a very good day.
Yes, it looks like, look at it. It's just so beautiful. I love all the fall colors.
In the Bethel region, yeah.
And I believe the cranberries are still good.
Oh my
cranberries
gosh.
Last weekend.
Did you pick blackberries yet?
No, my daughter did, though.
Okay, yeah. They're a lot out there out in the BIA area.
Yes, I heard you had a secret spot there, Diane. I need to follow you.
Well, yeah, but you know, you have to stay hidden. A secret spot is a secret for a reason.
Yes.
So you can call and let us know, and you can give us directions to your best berry picking spot.
Yes.
Anyone can call in and tell us. I'm sure that no one will do that.
Hey, I can imagine all the moose hunting stories out there, huh?
I know.
Folks
and I've seen the pictures.
Well.
Seems like, yeah.
Yes, they really did very well with moose hunting.
Yeah, and some moose came my way. It was a young moose, and it was so tender and delicious the way I prepared it, just kind of like saute some chunks.
Yeah. Yes, that's the best way.
Very delicious. And actually, if anyone would like to call in and give how to prepare moose ribs, because my roommate, she has a really nice bit of moose ribs, and we were wondering how to prepare it, and my director at Mary Pete told me a way to do it, and I forgot how she said.
You have a slow cooker?
Yeah, but it's the long rib. So
you need someone to
like you bake
cut
it for a long
some.
Amount of time. Yeah, maybe we. Oh, that's a good idea.
Bill Howell, I believe.
Because we wanted to prepare them like the fall off the bone ribs, like down south, and but you have to cook them for a long time, kind of at a low heat, maybe.
You need a slow cooker.
Yeah.
Saw those ribs.
That's what I'm going to tell her to do.
Yeah,
is
saw
out,
those ribs. Find
saw
Bill
the
Howell,
ribs.
I believe he's the one that does the moose hunting.
Yeah, he's got the shop.
Yeah.
Down toward the airport.
Probably only take him a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. So things have really gotten started at KUC, the college. Got a lot of students in the dorm.
Yay.
Like 20-something, 21 students.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and Monday, sort of my work begins because my group comes in. I have about 26 students in my Rural Human Service cohort.
Wow.
And that's really cool. I can't wait to see them. It'll be really exciting.
That's wonderful.
We'll have lots of summer stories to share. So if any listeners are my students in the RHS... I look forward to seeing you on Monday morning, 9 o'clock, sharp.
Oh,
all right, so we have our first caller is Gail. Good morning, Gail. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, this is Gail.
Hi.
Calling from Anchorage.
Oh.
I wanted to know to see if I can talk on the radio for today on Friday morning.
You can.
You are on the air.
You're on the air.
You are on the
air.
Yes.
I would like to say... I think that, like, alcohol and drug abuse that they're having down here in Anchorage and 3rd Avenue at Brother Francis.
Uh-huh.
And they're having alcohol and drug abuse, and they're using their SSI for the thing that their issues are for drug treatment. They need to get it down here because they're losing their... mine's for the highest is the marijuana is the highest, and the spice is really huge. The most teenagers are having it. The way they treat other people, hating them, their names and calling names and everything, and I've been watching it really close recently. Why I wanted to talk on the radio, and I wanted to let people listen. The issues that they're having is just alcohol is the most violent thing on their boyfriend or girlfriend or wife or husband, whatever they are having. The issues that they're beating their minds up for using their money to alcohol and drugs, that's what I know of. I was watching people closely. Eventually, someday, if they run out of their money, what will it go to? Alcohol and drug, where they want to buy a house or a car, what will they go to?
Mm-hmm.
You know where it goes? Jail. That's what the issue is. I've been watching it in that Facebook recently, and the people that they write to me is the cops here in Anchorage. They write to me, and they always tell me how come the teenagers are the most high rate for drugs and buying drugs, like 21 to 30 years of age. The way the high rate for drinking up their money for booze and alcohol, it's not good, mm-hmm. because I knew everything that I went through, and this couple of people that they have, their couples, and this lady that she's from Tulux, like I've been telling her to go home. She has kids and grandkids. She wouldn't go because sooner or later, she's going to die on alcohol. I keep telling her she wouldn't believe me, so I just leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend and I are going to fly down to Bethel next Friday.
Oh.
And I want to know the... Don't touch my stuff. The way people are treating themselves like they're... You know, I've been watching myself in the mirror... lately,
mm-hmm.
talking to myself, why these people are like this, like they're isolated on things that they keep stealing people's money and, like, selling themselves mm-hmm. to other people. I've been watching it recently.
Well, Gail, I can hear how much you care and how difficult this topic is, and you're very brave to call in and share some of what you're seeing with your own eyes.
Yes. I've been sober over a month. Like,
awesome.
2 years I've been sober. 3 months last month, and taking away from the drug, because while my mom and dad are alive, I told my best friend, like, this, you need to open your eyes. And I said, I opened my eyes recently because I'm, you know. My boyfriend told me other day, and he told me, sooner or later, you know, when the world ends, what they gonna do? And I told him, I'm not a preacher. If I was a preacher, I would tell them the truth. Same thing I am telling on the radio.
So, Gail,
recently.
I have to cut in, Gail, because we're running short. Like, everybody gets a certain amount of time to talk, and so you're kind of at the limit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to go, but I want to thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful visit when you come out to Bethel, and
mm-hmm.
keep working just day by day on keeping sober, okay?
Yes.
Good for you.
I
work
with the ICWA in Anchorage,
okay.
and work with the cops. Recently.
Awesome. All right.
Okay. I'll see you guys next Friday. I'll go down to Bethel
and
visit my family down there.
Thank you for calling and be a really good example for everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Gail. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
So we have Fritz next. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, ladies. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. A couple of things. Since the election is probably right around the corner locally.
Oh, city council?
That one,
yeah. Or which one are you talking
about?
Yeah,
that one too.
Okay.
Please go out and vote. The state government, you know, we've been having these issues with our state government officials. Byron Malott, supposedly he's a native, originally Alaska native from...
Mm-hmm. Byron Malott,
Yeah, from the Panhandle, I'm assuming,
mm-hmm.
or...
Southeast.
You know, and the governor, Walker... our votes mean goes a long ways. What I'm trying to say is, you know, please go out and vote. And if you have a problem with the judicial system, the vote those judges out too. Get new blood in there. These judges, if we want, how do you say it? The law has changed. We need new blood in there. Like Don Young. He's been in there since, 70, 60, 70 years?
Yeah, we're going to have
something like that. We need to vote him out,
mm-hmm.
also.
Okay.
So please go out and vote. Thank you, bye.
Okay. So a call to vote. That's very good. All right, next we have Gregory. Good morning, Gregory. Welcome to Talk Line.
Well, good morning to one and all.
Here we go. You got a joke, Gregory?
Okay, on a musical note.
Musical note.
Are you all familiar with the auto harp?
Yes.
Okay, there's something from the Mediterranean there that was made from that. Okay, let me start now.
You're starting to lose me, Gregory.
Okie dokie. Okay, there's a guy there that plays the old harp.
Uh-huh.
And the lady there, upon hearing her first love song, the man continues playing, plucking, and the lady thinks to herself, "Oh, man, what a liar!" Okay, it's something there to put into context there.
I think now people aren't going to really know that liar, L-Y-R-L-Y, it's a kind of musical thing. Yes, and so you're... People are going to think you mean the other kind of liar, like you told a lie, but you mean, that's a pun.
Well, homonym style.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, Gregory.
Okay, well, tongue in cheek there. Hope everyone gets it.
Yeah, Thank you.
Thank you all for the morning sunshine.
Okay, bye-bye. I think he would really enjoy pun contests. You know, there's national contests where they have a topic, and then people do puns back and forth to see who can do the best puns.
Yes, he would be good at that.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Oh, yeah. All right, so our lines are open. We're going to give the numbers again and the email. As you can tell, just about anything goes when you call. So feel free to call in. You can have an opinion. You can have a moose rib recipe.
Moose hunting story.
Tell us where you like to pick berries so we can go pick them. Anyway, go ahead, Carolyn. Sorry.
Okay, the numbers here again are 543-5985, 543-2756, our toll-free number, 1-800-995-8954. You can even call anonymously.
Yes, and it looks like we have an anonymous caller. You're on the air. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love to fish lush every fall. Mm. And then before we fish, we always put a black fish net. I want to send a message out out to tundra rich people. That was my blackfish trap. Somebody stole it. We always put it up just to go fishing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
These people in Tundra Ridge, keep your hands to yourself. Keep other people's stuff alone. Mm. I wish they would leave the stuff in the water alone when there's fish trap, blackfish trap. It belongs to somebody. Especially mom and dads, tell your kids, leave people's blackfish traps alone if you see them in the streams. Mm. That's all I want to say. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, there seems to be way too much vandalism here in Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
I know just recently, we started to say there was a wonderful couple that we know very well. Their boat was vandalized and someone had pulled their plug in their beautiful boat
and
went under.
Oh, no.
I don't know. You see people stealing bicycles and...
That's right, yeah.
Destroying property and stealing. It never used to be that way.
And the thing is that sometimes people will steal a bicycle and just leave it somewhere.
Exactly.
Or steal a vehicle and just leave it somewhere. Because, I mean, there's not a lot of places you can go if you steal a car in Bethel.
Exactly.
Especially in summer or spring or fall.
I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea if we could have a community... watch group or something.
Mm-hmm. Like neighborhood watch.
Yeah,
I remember.
Neighborhood watch would be really good to have here in town.
Yeah. I think Mrzinski, the council member.
Byron Mrzinski.
Byron, he used to talk about like that. Now, we also take emails, which you can send to us, radio@kyuk.org. And now... Who's the young woman running the board for us today?
Oh, that's Stephanie.
Good morning, Stephanie. Welcome. Thank you for running the board for us.
And
Petra.
Oh, is Petra there?
Let me see if there's email.
Oh, okay. Carolyn's going to go check for email. So our lines are open, and feel free to call. It looks like we do have one email that Carolyn will read for us. Okay, so... I'm going to give out the numbers and go from there. So there's no email. The numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and you can remain anonymous if you'd like. We do ask that when you do call, that you not use the time to personally attack other people or in some way use profanity. But other than that, you can express your point of view.
Great.
Or, like I said, moose rib recipes.
Slow cooker.
Well, I learned how to make salmon caviar. With the roe?
Yeah, I made some a couple of weeks ago. It was so delicious.
Oh, so good. I know. And then, I think I just got a text. Well, I guess people can text me too. Well, anyway, on the air, on the line, we have no, we don't, Stephanie. Just no, we don't. We did, but now we don't.
Okay, please call back.
Oh, okay. No, this. I just got a text, but it wasn't for on air. I thought it was.
I see the DOT, the state guys out there fixing the roads. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
The Bethel roads have gotten so bad, but kudos to the men out there that are trying to make our roads better, and they have already. But what frustrates me is when you see these cab drivers and folks driving so fast. I almost got hit yesterday.
Oh, wow.
There's no reason for speed in this town because it's only 6 miles long. And
and the roads aren't really a speedway because they're so bumpy. You're going to ruin your tire rods for one thing.
Exactly. I drive very slow because you can't speed. But that really frustrates me because there's people walking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now, did you happen to see on 9/11 Monday... Did you go by the fire station?
Yes,
and
I did. Wasn't that
so cool?
That was really nice.
Yeah, to those of you who may not have been in Bethel, on 9/11, the fire station had a memorial, and they had a flag for each person,
yes,
each firefighter who lost their lives on 9/11. And they also had two firefighters standing, quietly standing,
yes,
in uniform. And they also had cards, and at KUC they had these. There's cards that had the name of a firefighter who had lost their life, and you could take that card and do something with that, mm-hmm, in memory of that person. So I think over 300 firefighters died on 9/11. It was very powerful stories where people would be running down the stairs to escape and the firefighters were running up into the danger to try to,
yes,
rescue people.
I didn't realize that many firefighters,
yeah, 300 plus,
had fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Such a tragic year.
Yeah, but what a beautiful memorial that,
yes,
was put together on Monday. So thank you to the fire station for organizing that.
We do have a wonderful, tight-knit community, and I really appreciate everyone that,
yeah,
you know, does their part.
Yeah.
You know, there's Renee Athanas at the Cultural Center, and there's Shady at the pool. And
Shady.
Yeah.
Okay, the name
Shady
is Shady.
Oh, Shady.
But you know what?
Shady.
If you're listening, Shady, you are now Shady.
Shady. I guess I just need to meet him in person. Shady.
Well, you know what? He's kind of shady anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll
Shady,
see.
Shady.
Anyway, we have an anonymous caller. Welcome to the show. Good morning, Anonymous.
Yep.
You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
yes,
good,
sir.
Morning.
Yeah, I was going to call about a couple of things about, you know, what the governor is doing on our permanent fund, and we need to call our representatives like Lyman and Zach, and also watch our next election, because they took away our permanent fund, and they tell us, you know, they have to spend it for it, to save it for us. What they're saying is they're budget shortfall, but what he did was he increased their budget by $11 billion, and he say we're going to hold back the People's Permanent Fund in case the state goes broke because of their big government spending in the future. And surely that's wrong, because if we let our government do that to us, you know, what more will they do? Because the Alaska government was rated the seventh most corrupt in the nation. They did a study of the most corrupt in Alaska history, you know. And the reason they think they can do anything they want, because they have what people, they depend on news, you know. People are gullible. They believe everything they see is news, is the truth. And they use like KYUK. Yeah, sometimes they use KYUK for. They use public broadcasting, NPR, KTVA, and NBC, their affiliate show. That's how this is allowed to be going on. So don't watch like NBC or the other program, but understand what they're doing. But it's not right that they take away our money and say that, you know, they have to spend it for us. But another thing about Mike, what they're trying to do, I understand what they're trying to do. You're trying to create that Yupik Nation, but, mm-hmm, you know, what's the rush? It's all left to do is convince like three or four people on that city, on that tradition council in that village to say yeah, and all of a sudden we're going to wake up and we're going to be Yupik Nation people. We'll be like a reservation. See, now something is important at that. Everybody should have a chance to vote on it. So my advice to Mike and Harold and them and Anna and whoever's involved, you know,
mm-hmm,
that's going to create a lot of racial tension, a lot of racial problems. What they're going to do, make their own laws. They're going to provide medical care. But one thing they do, they use talk radio. They get liberal talk radio hosts, you know. If you call Talk of Alaska, the radio host, what she does, she asks about five or six questions, and they bring in, and they're all geared to help that person. They bring in liberal guests, and it's no longer Talk of Alaska. It's like the people's voice are being, silenced.
Hmm.
And I think that people need to know what's going on, because it can get worse and worse, what's going on in North Korea, and it's kind of scary. People need to know that, you know, maybe the tribulation is coming pretty soon, and people got to be ready, you know. Because,
mm-hmm,
you see all those fires? That's just a... how our soul, what's going to happen in tribulation, it's going to be remade. But anyhow, because what you got here on radio or TV, and don't be so gullible. They did a study. People believe what they say. And people need to speak out and call up Lyman and Zach and speak out what the governor's doing, you know, and what people are trying to do to our native people. It's going to affect every one of us. You know, maybe next year, or give it a year or more, but don't let them, the three people in your village, turn this into a big nation, you know.
Mm.
Okay, those are my comments. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next up, we have Mike. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, it's real timely.
Yes, it is.
And
yes.
Really thank my ilop up there, Herman, and lots of relatives up there, and I just wish them the best up there. And I know that I went up there to our land up there in Crow Village, and all my relations up there, they moved up to Joahpalik, and that's where my family is from, and my cousins and my uncles and aunts up there. I just send the best wishes to them. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. One, the Kuzilvac Economic and Advocacy Summit that is going to be going on in Mountain Village on Monday and Tuesday. I'm picking up on Sunday to attend that summit over there in the Yukon. And I think there needs to be one upriver and one downriver here on looking at the economic development and advocacy positions that the formerly Wade Hampton area, which is the poorest in the nation, but to the Alaska Native Commission's report that was prepared a long time ago, we still have all of that information and data on how the state and federal government are affecting our way of life out here in the villages. And we have lack of police protection. We have lack of health care and housing. And, it's just really a tough place to be with the cost of living and highest unemployment rate. But there are some things that we can do, and I think with this Nunavut Alaska Provisional Government proposal elections are going to continue on as a result of that constitutional convention that the tribes had, and they are going to go forward. And those villages that want to vote for the leadership there, it's going to happen on November 7th, and it's going to be the tribal citizens that vote. But anyway, I just wanted to reach out to John Active to see if we can further talk about this on Thursday at Kitfahtugu at 10 o'clock with Harold Napoleon and Cheriton Ipchuk and Nikki Hoffman, if we can, and to give out more information on the work that we've been doing for about 40 years now. It's not just overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long 40 years. And thank you very much for the time. And
Mike,
if you ever have any questions, please call me, Nakia.
Oh, can I ask you a quick question that might be just clarifying, because there's a little bit more time left for you? Can you say a little bit more about how the vote will go on November 7th? Is this a vote where every member of the community will get a ballot, and is it the majority of the community will decide whether to join Nunavut?
Well, you know, we when we had a constitutional convention, each tribe, the tribal councils will decide to see if they want to move forward with the vote in their respective communities. Akiak is going to vote, and I think 15 other communities are going to vote.
Okay.
And it's going to be each enrolled member of each tribe, 18 years or over, will vote, just like as we have these tribal elections like in Akiak, we have tribal elections every year on November 7th or whenever the tribe decides to have those elections. We have those elections, and all of the enrolled members will have that vote. And each community has those election officials that are trained and are officials that certify these ballots. Then they are going to be certified in each community,
okay,
whether they support this or not. But it's up to the people to decide on the leadership, and also to see if they want to move forward with the Nunavut Alaska Provisional Government. But it's a Democrat, you know, it's up mm-hmm. to each
is it that,
community.
So is it that each person is voting whether their village, whether they want their village to join, or whether they want a regional government developed?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's to decide to be on the. There was four options: strengthening AVCP, forming a constitutional government, do nothing, or establishing a classes of borough. But the leadership rejected do nothing, and they rejected forming a borough. You know, historically, they've been rejecting that. But these two, strengthening AVCP or forming a constitutional government, were two options. And then, you know, we know that AVCP is not a government. It's a 501c3 nonprofit service organization. That's charitable organization,
right.
Like any other. But they've it will be much like you know, we'll have judicial branch, the legislative branch, and the executive branch of government. I think the Iroquois Nation and those other nations, and like our people here, we researched that with Anne Finnup Reardon and David Case and our elders for many years, and we researched on how the people governed themselves before anyone showed up here, and it's just the reflection of how they govern themselves, you know, with each community, but together, even without any communications in those days. And I think there were communications ongoing, but without the modern communications we have. But it's been interesting, and I'd like to make more time on Thursday to talk more about this structure. And we have a website, nunavut.org or nunavut.com, or that people can access to that information. But it's been like over 40 years of developing as a result of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act and establishing the nonprofit organizations here.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike, for giving us some more information on that. And I hope Thursday will be another opportunity to...
Yes. We're going to continuously give out information on this. And it's very important. And I know everyone has a lot of questions, but
it's
a good thing. It's a form of democracy that we want to exercise.
Yes, I believe there's a lot of questions to be... Mm-hmm. I know a lot of folks need answers. So, thank you so much for calling, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Next, we have Mary. Thank you for waiting, Mary. You're on Talk Line. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I want to ask for the chili cook-off if they still need somebody to be the judge.
Oh, for the chili cook-off.
Yes.
Oh, Mary, I'm going to be one of the judges. And you know what? I'm going to find out for you. Go ahead. Do you have more to say?
Cool. Thank you. And second of all, I want to thank Representative Fassler for speaking yesterday. But it was hard to say to see. I didn't see a Native people there.
Where was this?
This was at the Front Street Cafe,
mm-hmm.
and it was like from 12 to 1, but I was late going down because I had to take the bus. But I wish there had been more Native people, but people who were at the meeting, they brought out some good points. And second of all, I want to congratulate the Bethel Police, the Public Safety Department, and maybe it was the FBI agents who looked into the cab driver selling alcohol. And it was like, I wasn't amazed at all that every cab company in Bethel was involved. And I just want to thank them for their work and their insistence in looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the 19th, which is Tuesday, there's a city council meeting where the individuals who are running for the city council will be interviewed.
Oh, good.
I would like to see a lot of Native people, mm-hmm. Be there.
Where is this going to happen?
It will be at the city council chambers at 6:30.
On Tuesday, okay.
On Tuesday the 19th.
Good.
And I would urge everyone to go out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Have a good
thank
day.
You.
Thank you for thank calling. You.
Okay, next we have Howard. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello. Hi. I just heard Mike up in Blackjack,
Uh-huh.
I disagree with Tony. We got good representation. Maybe he's not happy because, why change something that's already working and then try to get, it's going to have to go through a whole new process and questioning, and this would be a long, long change here. It takes years and years for things to get back to normal again,
Mm-hmm.
And so I disagree with Mike up there and that. It just, it's changing. It's like that's what you want us to be in a reservation or something.
Well,
we,
I don't.
We got representation. We just gotta voice it, and use it.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking that this formation of a regional government may not be necessary.
Yeah, it's been working for years here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I miss something that's working already.
That's all right. Okay. And is your tribe one of the ones voting on November 7th?
I belong to the...
Oh, you don't have to say your tribe. Just...
No, I am a vessel light, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I know he's been, you know, trying to get this liquor thing out of the way. But, like, you know, like I said before, people have to make their own decision and learn to handle themselves. Why would they just keep putting pressure on Bethel, and they should be pressuring themselves to teach their own people to handle these new crises now here in Bethel? You know,
mm-hmm.
It's here, it's there. It's going to go. When you go to Anchorage, you're still going to be dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, why not kind of handle it here in the home, at their home, and teach them how to change and think differently?
Mm-hmm.
You know, going back to the old ages again where you don't learn anything, you just let somebody else speak for you. You know, that's not the way it is. You speak for yourself. So, That's my view on Mike and them up in Nakiak. They don't let them guys speak for themselves. Let them learn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Howard. I really appreciate your comments there.
Yeah.
We can go on and on about this. This is a really tough topic.
Yeah. I think when people think of this, and if they say, oh, do we want to be a reservation, I don't think that's the point of a regional government. And a place like, let's say, Navajo Nation, they have a very powerful government, and they have a lot of control, and, you know, they govern their whole region. So it's not reservation in sort of a negative stereotype that we might have, but it's more of an empowerment and a reclaiming of where people have been for, you know, thousands of years. So it's now whether people agree or think that should happen or not, that's what the discussions are about. But
yeah, and to point out, we do have like 50-some villages out there,
right,
that really need to I know they would love to speak out on their behalf of their tribes,
mm-hmm.
and not just 15 villages. I have an issue with that part. So
yeah,
I mean, we could go on for a long time, but
well, we're gonna go to
yes.
Shaddy, Robbie Shaddy. From the YK Fitness, from the YK Fitness Center, and Shaddy, I don't know if you know. Well, welcome to the show. All right, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, fine. You know, I just want to say, Carolyn here has referred to you as Shady,
I
think is appropriate. And so she got your name earlier as Shady, and, you know, what's wrong with that?
I apologize, Shady.
Do
not apologize.
My entire life.
Do not apologize to him. He has been living with Shady for a long time.
Okay.
Yep, I've heard it all. So
now,
Shady is nothing out of the ordinary.
Now, what is Shady? Tell us the cultural background of Shady.
So I'm Palestinian. I'm 50% Palestinian.
Oh.
Yeah, my dad's, he was born and raised in Palestine, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Now, next time I go to the fitness center, I'm going to ask you some questions.
I'm
so curious about that. But you were born in the United States?
Yep, I was born in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was raised there.
You have a rich background.
And ended up in Bethel doing great things. So good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Okay, so what do you want to share with us
today? Just calling to give the weekly announcement. And the first thing we wanted to talk about was the change in our hours. So I know it's still a transitional period, but we are open Monday through Friday, 5:30 in the morning now. We start at 5:30 a.m. And we close at 9 p.m. now, Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, our hours have changed a little bit. Saturday and Sunday, both weekend days, we're going to open at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And run till 9 p.m. So we're rocking and rolling 7 days a week over here and hope to see everybody out. Our classes are still going. So registration is going to close at the end of this week for those classes. So if you want to get yourself or your kids in any of our instructional programs, you have to register by Sunday. Group fitness programs you can still drop into.
Okay.
So there's still opportunities to get involved. If stuff's starting to slow down at the house and you have some more free time on your hands, please come over and try to register for some of our programs. Just like every other weekend, this weekend is half price to the pool, and that's thanks to the YK Lifesavers organization. They're going to cover half the cost for anybody in the community to come to the pool today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So again, if it's it's supposed to be nice this weekend, but if it gets kind of gloomy or rainy and you want to come to the fitness center, the pool will be half price.
Okay.
And that's all I have today.
Well, thank you for the 7 days a week. I think that's awesome.
That is wonderful.
And then the Monday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. Now, are people coming in at 5:30?
Yeah, so people are definitely coming in at 5:30, but it's more of like a 5:45 ready to work out by 6 a.m.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Okay.
Because you get in, you change, you get ready,
you
get your water.
Yeah,
you wake up a little bit, and then you start working out. So
okay.
Now they're getting a kickstart on it, so it's
now,
great.
Let's see when it's minus 25.
We'll see. Last winter, we actually, our numbers increased significantly during the winter because, I think because people are more health conscious during the winter because, you know, you don't have many subsistence activities going on.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But it is a lot harder to wake up when it's really cold out and you get out of your bed and you're like, ah, oh, crap.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Yep.
It is just like that.
Wow. We're very fortunate to have the fitness center. And I heard that first swim meet went out great.
How was that? Did you go to the first swim meet?
I did not go to the first swim meet, but I've heard stories, and I saw some stuff on Facebook, and it was a great success. So those high schoolers are in every single morning at 6 a.m.
That's
that is
wonderful.
So they're super dedicated,
and
they put that together, and it was awesome. They're actually traveling to Kenai this weekend, so they have their second swim meet.
Oh, my God.
Going on.
They're traveling.
Weekend. Yeah, they're traveling right now.
Oh, that is so cool.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Someone said that I should go join that exercising in the pool.
Yeah, that's what Shaddy
right
does.
Now.
Yeah, Shaddy does that.
Because I have a bad surgery on my knee 3 years ago, so they recommended that I go.
Yeah.
I think you should definitely. It's very low impact, so that means that like running, it's high impact because
that's why Shaddy likes it.
That's why I like it.
Because it's low impact.
and what is that called? That
it's Zumba, right? Is it Zumba?
So there's two opportunities for you to get some water aerobics in. The first is actually the water aerobic class, and that's running right now. It's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9:45 to 10:45. And the second is Aqua Zumba, which is like basically you're dancing in the water. So you're still working out. You're still exercising. And that's Tuesday, Thursday evenings, and Saturday afternoon.
Wow.
See, what Shaddy does to make it feel more like a workout to him, he puts ankle weights and wrist weights on while he aqua zooms.
Yep. I'm a big proponent of aqua zumba. I love it.
Okay.
I love that. Wow.
Good for you.
You guys inspire me. I need to get out there and strengthen my knee for sure. But
yeah, you should.
Thank you so much for calling, Shaddy.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Okay, now we have Alex. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I kind of don't want to be a constant caller in a UPenn English talk show.
Why is that? We like when you call. We like when everyone calls.
We need for you to
We
call,
like our regulars.
Because
we like
it
new
seems
calls.
To me, yeah, because it seems to me, you know, I'm always in opposition of something.
Oh, or promoting something that may not be the same as something else.
Yeah, well, you know, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to mention that, you know, I've made up my mind that I will not go for what's being proposed as a regional government. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because we've gone this far over the past probably nearly 50 years, we've gone this far with respect to working relationship with the YKC, AVCP, Regional Housing Authority, and state and federal government. Our region has gone this far, and I've mentioned in the past that, you know, in the past radio talk show that, you know, I am not in support of any kind of movement because this is not the right timing because of the economic downward trend, not only in our region, but also in the federal and state government. And borough government is not a way to go in our region because we are the poorest region in the state, probably. Our villages are struggling. They cannot possibly have extra money to pay for borough government taxes. Let's take a look at borough government in Anchorage. If I own a comfortable house in Anchorage, what would happen to me is I would pay up to or more than $7,000 a year for my house, borough government, the tax. I don't know what it would be for a borough government if their leadership decide to tax people within their boundary. We are not North Slope. We are not in the oil field area. Mm-hmm. And our local people up and down Kuskokwim and also in Yukon, people are against economic possibility like mining and other possibilities of businesses. How can we pay taxes, you know, to borough government if we don't have any money? And our, like it was mentioned by anonymous, I'll call him. I recognize his voice, but I'll call him an anonymous caller.
Mm-hmm.
With due respect, I know who he is, but and he probably know who I am too. But
he'll stay anonymous.
I'll say that, you know, our state dividend program is jeopardized right now because the state of Alaska wants to use it for its own government. How can we get federal and state government when the federal and state government are struggling with their money if we form our own regional government?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we say that we are going to help our villages in the region when there's no money?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? Are we going to sell artifacts? Are we going to sell berries? Are we going to sell subsistence caught fish and game?
Hmm.
That's not the point. You know, point I'm getting, trying to get across, but what I'm saying is that, you know, people need to go subsistence hunting and fishing. And subsistence hunting and fishing is possible right now, this day and age, using the state and federal government regulations. And there's some possibilities out there, you know, like visitor programs, that's possible. The villages could do something like that with their own lands, land holding, instead of putting it in trust. If we put the land in trust with the state or federal government, we won't be able to do anything with it without their approval,
mm-hmm.
because it will be under state and federal government management.
Mm.
So considering all of these, including educational programs, you know, we have school districts that are successful now, like Lower Yukon and Lower Kuskokwim. I don't know about other smaller school districts, but but that was their own choice to become small school districts, you know, like Cuspook School District and UP Nation School District and what have you in the region. But I think the bigger school districts like Lower Yukon and Lower Kuskokwim, RAAA, are doing what's necessary in the villages right now, including Bethel.
Okay.
I'll shut up and listen.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Mm-hmm. So that was, he gave a very, really thoughtful response with some ideas there and a lot to talk about with this issue. I'm going to go to the next caller that we have waiting, and then we have an email that we'll read. Karen, thank you for waiting. You're on talk line.
Good morning. This is Karen.
Hello.
On behalf of Luki, I would like to thank Cesari for giving my son swimming lessons. He's in his second year, and I'm just feeling so humble, and I finally had the time to call and thank him in person on the radio. And my Luki is enjoying his second year, and also all the free lessons, and also the last Saturday of the month, free swims from Angst in the office. And I used to be on the YK Fitness Center before it all came to be. So I'm very happy that my soon-to-be 10-year-old is learning how to swim. Mm. And I'm just very thankful that this day has come.
Oh, what a nice call. Thank you, Karen.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So I guess...
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling, Karen.
Okay,
just a real quick email here. Let's see here. We'll look
at
this one here.
I think I understand.
Okay. Let's start off with this one here. YK Delta Women in Philanthropy is having a membership meeting on Wednesday, September 20, at the Cultural Center. All current members and women interested in being part of this group are invited. Doors open at 5 p.m. The meeting will start at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will be provided. You can find out more by calling Vicki at 545-5323. Again, that is September 20 at the Cultural Center for the YK Delta Women in Philanthropy.
Oh, okay, good. And we have an email. Did you want to read this one? Okay. This is an email from Sally Billy, coordinator of the Nebakiak IGAP program. She writes, attendance, what is up? Diane McGachran was my instructor during RHS in 2013 to 2015. My practicum was the school, and I became a chairman of LKSD school board, seeing the critical score throughout the Kuskokwim region, the critical, I guess, test scores. For several years, 08 years, our attendance and statewide tests, our scores went up, but now we're the lowest in the region. Now our scores are showing low throughout the LKSD region. What happened? You know, they just had the report come out, and a lot of Alaska State schools, there has been a drop in the scores overall, and LKSD included. And so we're trying to start thinking about what has happened in the last 4 years or so that has made the scores drop. And it's not just this region, it's throughout the state.
Oh, it is throughout
the
state. The
Anchorage schools, I think, also were showing a drop. And but I don't have the article. I remember reading it in the Dispatch, but I don't have the article with me. But, yeah. So, anyway, so there's a caller asking about what happened with those test scores. I had someone text me asking that for people to please follow the road rules, like signaling your vehicle when you're going to make a turn, stopping at stop signs, Yes, always a good reminder. And now that there's road work going on, just be careful when you come up to the crew, because you sometimes have to veer around and there may be oncoming traffic. So just be a little extra aware when you go by the road crews.
And, you know, Bethel really needs, good gosh, we've, from growing up here in Bethel to 1,000, 2,000, and now it's almost 7,000, and we only have one road. I hope someday that we can have a couple more roads, because that would really alleviate all the problems that we have with vehicles. We have so many vehicles in town.
I know, and I think if they got some resolution to that road from Tundra Ridge,
yes,
that is now closed, but if there was some resolution to that, that would ease the traffic as well, because then people wouldn't just have to use the main road
to get all the way
to Tundra Ridge.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, come on, this is 2000 era. We need answers to more roads and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, what else was I going to say? I can go on about the roads, but we definitely can't speed. I mean, I love those new signs that wonderful Jody had.
Oh, for neighborhoods, 15 miles an hour.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you do it, you notice there's no dust trail.
Yeah.
If you go 15. So try and keep that in mind.
I cannot stress enough about people speeding. I mean... And be cautious when folks are wanting to cross the roads to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I wish people would have more respect for others.
Mm-hmm.
If you see an elderly person wanting to cross the road, or a child, or anyone,
mm-hmm.
Please have respect and, you know, stop. There's no reason for speeding in this town, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have more respect for people, pedestrians that are walking that need to cross, especially the one by the cultural center. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that curve.
Yeah, that curve.
Oh, yeah, when people are coming back and forth from, like, the Lions Park area
Yes.
Okay. That I can see this is a hot topic for you, Carolyn.
Oh, it is. Just because I almost got run over yesterday.
Yeah.
Need for speed, and good gosh, we don't need another casualty with someone running over anybody.
No. So we've had a number of calls today. There's been some calls about the Nunavut regional government, some calls about substance abuse, a caller from Anchorage kind of telling us about what she's seen and also what she hopes for in her own sobriety. The fitness center is alive and kicking.
Yes, love the fitness center.
Anyway, to the caller, Mary Nawalik, I think, you called and asked if they could use a chili judge, and they could use another chili judge. So, Mary, that is your spot. You would come to the cultural center at 5:30 today. Those of you that are interested in...
When is that?
Today.
Oh, today.
Today is the chili cook-off.
Oh, gosh.
I'm a judge.
Yay.
Oh, I'm very excited. And if you, they still need people to bring in their chili. So if you want to make some chili this afternoon and enter it in the contest, please do bring it to the Cultural Center by 5:30. And we'll have there'll be some, you know, awards given.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
I know.
Especially on this cold fall day.
And then there's a couple of movies next week that people might be interested in. One is Tuesday night at the Cultural Center at 7 o'clock, a movie called Keeper of the Drum. I don't have it on me, but it's sponsored. It's a movie. It's a short documentary by TWC and KYUK on... men and boys engagement group, and the use of drumming. And I hope maybe someone from TWC can call in and say more about that. Next Thursday is a screening of a documentary that is actually being screened nationwide, called We Breathe Again. And it is it follows five Alaska Native folks, one from this region, I think it's Earl Polk Jr., and my vice chancellor for the College of Rural and Community Development at UAF, Yvonne Peter, are two of the people who are highlighted. But it's a story of healing and recovery from various issues. Suicide prevention is one of the themes of this documentary, and it's supposed to be very beautifully done. That will be next Thursday.
What time? What are the
at
times?
At 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock at the Cultural Center, and that's an open screening for the community. So those are two really good, solid documentaries for us. So
great.
Feel free to go to that. So the lines are open, and we invite you to call in. And Carolyn will give the numbers out, and we'll check for
numbers.
Any emails that may have come in.
Yes, if you have an email, you can email us at radio@kyak.org. And, of course, the numbers here again are 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free number 1-800-995-8954.
Now, did you see in the Delta, I think it's Delta Discovery, they did a little article on John Active and his kind of his story.
I didn't get a chance to read it.
Yeah, it just came out. Yeah. So check that out. It's kind of fun. Anyway, we have an anonymous caller. Good morning. You're on Talkline.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Moose ribs baked with chili on top.
How long do you bake the ribs?
About an hour and a half.
Okay.
And it's good with anything.
And how hot is the oven?
400.
400 for about an hour and a half. Okay.
Yes.
Do you put anything on the ribs, or you just put them in like that, or do you cover them with foil, or?
Yeah, just salt and pepper, or any kind of spices we like. My kids like.
Okay.
Do you cover it with foil or? Leave it open?
Yeah, I cover it with double foil.
Oh, okay.
Double foil, okay. And are they very, and they turn out real tender?
Very tender.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like you're tasting them right now. I can hear it in your voice.
That sounds so good about right now.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to pass that on to my roommate as one rib option. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we have one.
Thank you for calling.
We have a rib recipe.
Yum.
Cool. Thank you for that. All right. Okay. All right. So we had a flurry of calls, but our lines are open.
Yes,
so feel free
to
call in.
And it is September 15th already.
Yeah.
So did we hear about our PFD? What was the amount?
Oh.
I wonder what the
did it go back up? Did it go back up to the... what it should be, or was it capped at 1,200? I can't remember.
I thought they said it was capped 1,200.
Right. That's because the legislation still hasn't figured out how to generate more income. And sometimes, especially people in this region, you hear about taxes, maybe personal taxes. But a lot of people won't have... you have to have a certain income to even... qualify to pay taxes in that kind of plan. So a lot of people wouldn't even need to worry about that. But I don't know. So if anyone knows about the final PFD, feel free. Do you have it? Do you have it where it is automatically deposited to your
direct
account?
Direct deposit? Yes, yeah. I do. I've had it for years, direct deposit.
Oh, so that'll come in a couple weeks then.
Gosh, yes. So... you always say we need to save, use it for something that we need, you know, within the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to save vacation, but we'll save that for maybe midwinter, latter part of winter time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so we'll give out the numbers again for our open lines.
The numbers here again are 543-5985. 543-2756 or toll-free number 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I wonder if there's anything else this weekend besides the chili cook-off tonight.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't know either.
There was so much going on last weekend.
I know.
I think people are still recovering from their moose hunting trips, and people are getting last of the cranberries. And
yeah, I think so.
It warmed up some,
blackberries,
so it's beautiful out there. Beautiful to be out there for sure.
Yeah. I go out there, but I'm alarmed at being out on the tundra and seeing trash.
Oh, yes.
That just seems...
Can't stress that enough for people to pick up trash.
I know. It's really difficult.
Or don't litter.
Like, none of us have ancestors that would think that was okay.
Unacceptable.
No, I know. Oh, the PFD. Okay, we have an answer. The PFD is 1,100 this year.
Oh, my word.
Okay.
Did you hear that? 1,100 for the PFD.
Okay.
I thought it would have been a little bit higher myself, but we'll be happy with
what we have.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we have an anonymous caller. Good morning, anonymous. You're on the air. And you have to turn down your radio, okay?
Good morning.
Good morning. You have to speak a little bit louder.
Yeah, the thing about sear ribs and with spices. If someone has done it, you're gonna eat the whole sear ribs.
Oh, this is rib. Oh, a rib recipe.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you bake them?
Bake them.
Okay, for how long do you bake your ribs?
40 minutes.
Now, that's not very long. It seems like it won't get tender enough in only 30
yes,
minutes.
Yes, I've done it before.
You know what? I like to marinate my ribs.
Yes, and it's very delicious. Salt, pepper, barbecuing it.
Yeah.
You're very tender.
You're tasting it right now, aren't you?
You're gonna eat the whole seal.
I think.
Oh, he's talking about seal. Are you talking about seal ribs or moose ribs?
Yes.
Seal.
Seal ribs.
Oh, yeah. We had that last week with my elderly mom. I had mine in soup though.
I had seal soup one time. I loved it.
Yeah. Barbecuing it would be the best.
Okay, thank you.
Because I've done it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, and it's very delicious. That's all I want to say.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Boyanakfa, thank you for calling.
You know, people are fun. When they're describing the recipe, I feel like they're tasting it because they describe it so like they really love it. We have another anonymous caller. Good morning, anonymous. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, I'm good morning by listening to the radio and talking about food makes me hungry. I get up early.
I know.
Lunchtime.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling from up tundra. And, it's mushing season. Maybe them people who are planning to do mushing, people who meet in Bethel, there's always a trail from Bethel to Atmal, you know, New Casino, and all the way back, shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's always a good trail. And some, like Pete Kaiser or some other people, always use that trail for training. Why don't they do a run? Maybe some other muscles could help us out, try to get this thing going from Buffalo to up tundra and back. It's a good route. It's always marked every year. They don't need to spend gas in order to mark the trail. It's already done.
A great idea.
That's a good idea.
We've been talking, I've been saying it on the radio, I don't know how many years, so.
Hopefully the mushrooms
somebody
out there
got to listen some days out there.
Okay.
Yes. So you guys need a good trail. It's always, we're willing to help out in this tundra, so.
That's really cool.
I love that idea. Hopefully some dog monkeys are listening
out there. Some people who are in a committee in a K-300 know this trail, too.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what they think. They got to, someday they got to run this way and be happy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool.
Good morning.
Okay.
Bye.
That's a great idea. I hope Cusco 300 members are listening at
like
Mount
that.
Loch Tundra dog machine race.
Yes.
Said there's a trail already.
Nice trail. All right. Good morning, Wassily. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question on the Nunavut Regional Tribal Government to the representatives is if it is established will it automatically dissolve the city government under the state for villages that hold state entity?
Oh, say that.
That's my question to representatives for the tribal government. Right now, the in our current cities under the state, a lot of the villages do miss out on revenue sharing and PILG, although it's city files for the fundings. And this is something not like when you file for fundings, it's not like an individual filing for PFD. For the city, it requires a lot more than just filing that paper. All right, then. Thank you. That's all. Bye.
Okay. All right. So another viewpoint on the Nunavut Nation development. Okay. So we have our calls. Our lines are open. We have the last part of the show. So we invite you to call in. And we've had a range of topics, but you can bring up something new if you want.
And still, your favorite moose rib recipe. I just thought if you marinated them too, would be really tender.
Yes. What so do you marinate?
Marinate them.
What would you, if you did, what would you marinate?
I love like salt, pepper, and garlic, and soy sauce.
Yeah.
Some people use soy sauce, and how do you say that? Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire. Oh, no. Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know.
I know that really helps to marinate the moose meat.
That's right.
And it's not as gamey. And then you can bake it.
Yeah.
Then you can bring some to KYUK on Monday so we can have
Okay. Well, now let's just be clear on what we do with it. Once you have baked it, please bring it by. We will try it.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So I hope folks get out there and be part of that chili cook-off. I know it's been really popular in the past.
Yeah, that is tonight at the Cultural Center. I know the judging is at 5:30, so I don't know when public tasting is. Probably 6.
Who's in charge of this? Renee at the Cultural
Center? No, I think this is Teresa at the library.
Oh.
Might be a fundraiser.
Would be nice if someone's listening.
Yeah, I don't really
give us a call.
I don't know all the details of it myself, but yeah. So, all right, so Dave, welcome to TalkLine. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
We've had a couple of callers about voting.
Yes.
And they were good calls, very good calls. So this makes number 3.
Okay.
I'm going to encourage this community to get out and vote, especially in the municipal election. There are 6 seats available. So far, I can not find 4 or 6 that I can vote for. And that's unfortunate. But people should get out and vote or not complain later on. In the past, a handful of people have elected the Bethel City Council, sometime as little as 10% of the 3,300 registered voters in Bethel. And that's a sad commentary. A lot of people all over the world would like the opportunity to vote. And I'm not happy with the city, the way it's going, some of the direction it's taken. I'm not happy about the way the city of Bethel treats volunteers. Volunteers give their time and their energy back to their community to make it a better place. And when the city goes after volunteers, like they have in the past, that's the saddest commentary that I could ever send out to this community.
What would you like to see happen that would be better?
In what relationship?
In terms of how the city treats volunteers, what would you like to see improve?
Treat them with dignity and respect. They have no rights. They don't get paid. Mm-hmm. And the next time they go after a group of volunteers, they should at least not violate their constitutional rights like has happened in the past. Are you hearing me?
I am, yes.
And they should give them every opportunity to explain why they did what they did. This group of volunteers were accused of violating city law. And they could not prove one word of it. And get out there and vote. It's time to change. Time to throw some of these rascals out. Mm-hmm. Time for new people on the council.
Okay.
I know I probably shouldn't say that, but it's time for change. Change in direction. And time for the city to stop paying more and more money for city council members to travel when there's a shortage of money. When the city has downsized, got rid of the teen center, got rid of the parks and rec department, they laid the last person off during the last budget. And we need to take a fresh look. They need to be good listeners. They need to be more transparent. The city has too many secrets. We have too much micromanaging going on. This is a city manager form of government. Have I said enough? I think so. Please, folks, get out there and vote. It's time for change.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for calling, Dave.
Yeah, there's a lot of open... There's six open seats, and so far there's seven people running for Bethel City Council. And there are some new names of people running. So there is a possibility of bringing in people who might make the kind of changes that people would like to see. And I think it's Tuesday at 6:30 at Bethel City Council Chambers. This coming Tuesday, which is September 19th, you could come in and hear some of the candidates speaking and get to know them a little bit. I think KYUK is also going to sponsor some forums to get to know the people who are running. So that's good.
I like his message, though. Koyana, Day, for calling in. I think it's important that sometimes change is good for the better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's great that we are seeing new council members coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So important to vote.
Yep. Bethel doesn't have a high turnout for its local voting, so it'd be really good if more people got to the polls and weighed in. But okay, well, our lines are open, but there's only a few minutes left. But there is time for someone to call in and kind of close out the show for us today. It looks like we have a caller, and Stephanie's going to type in her name. It is John Carter.
From Eek, Alaska.
John, who usually starts the show, is now calling in. He's going to finish the show. Hello, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, it's a different John. Oh, I thought it was John Nick. John Carter.
I like to talk a bit about the system of government properly in tie with the subject that was previously, a previous caller mentioned about in regards to the state of Alaska becoming the rural government.
Yes.
At this time and date, as he said, it's kind of difficult to see and comprehend due to we're not in the state of Guadix or the other part of the area, because it's lower in Kuskokwim area of state of Alaska because booming is taking place there. In my understanding, the government, if stated in this way, will most likely not function as it should due to the system of government needs to be complete. Like the other day during the NBC News, the representative different part of the state, maybe not all of them at down at Washington, D.C. are not running for the re-election next year. There needs to be three branches of government, the judicial, the executive, and the legislation. This reminds me of what the last caller mentioned about the rule. The system would not be all that complete without careful planning. Thank you, Ramon.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, John. All right. So I want to correct something. I made a mistake. Excuse me. Tonight is not the chili cook-off.
Oh, what day is it?
And Mary, if you're listening, it is next Friday, September 22nd.
Ooh.
At 5:30. Those that are judging, I'm one, Mary Nawalek, you can judge too, 5:30 at the Cultural Center, September 22nd. So there's plenty of time if you have a really great chili recipe, and if it involves moose ribs, that's even better. you can enter next Friday, September 22nd. It is not today, not tonight. I was wrong. We have a last caller with the last few minutes. Ralph, good morning, Ralph. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, ma'am. You all have a good morning and afternoon. And have a great weekend, especially to those drinkers. Think before you drink. Be cautious. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Oh, great. Thank you
for calling.
Oh, well,
that was really nice.
Ralph, have a great weekend as well.
Yeah. Thank you for calling with something nice like that. Okay, so again, there is no chili cook-off tonight. September 22nd.
I'm glad that was clarified. So you still have a week to.
I know, because I was going to show up today at 5:30 with my bib.
To look
my
for
bib
your,
on.
You have time to look for your favorite chili
all
recipe.
All my spoons ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Mary.
People, you have time to get it together. So, So again, next Tuesday and Thursday, we have documentaries that people might be interested in. You can read more about them probably at the TWC Facebook page and the KUC Facebook page, because we will have a poster up on the We Breathe Again documentary. That's next Thursday. And I want to say Carry the Drum, but I don't know if I have it quite right. Drum is in the title of the TWC and KYUK documentary that they did, and that's Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So with that, we're going to close out the show, and thank you everyone for calling. Thank you, Carolyn.
Hey, it's been...
For joining me. That's awesome.
It's been a joy as usual. Friday it is.
Now, I won't be in next Friday, the 22nd, because I'll be teaching all morning. So it'll be you and John Active, hopefully.
Okay.
Partnering up, or one of you.
Sounds wonderful. Hey,
okay, good.
Everybody be safe and be kind to one another. Have a wonderful fall weekend.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. All right, bye.